Hey gang, this is Adam of the Dollar Bin. What you are about to hear is live from the basement at the Charlotte Minicon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Brought to you by Heroes Aren't Hard to Find. Before we get to that though, I just want to point out that on the forum, the Best of 2008 nominations will be closing on Monday. So if you have any nominations you want to make, you need to make them by Monday. And then on Tuesday, we're going to start voting. And then we're going to run it to the end of the month. And then February, Best of 2008 show. Be there.
What's up? It's Dolly Bin North. Terrence here. Ted.
Ted here.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. That's the end of it right there, baby. But
Yellowtail Productions.
Speaking of which, nice segue. Happy birthday to V and to Sean.
Sean's birthday.
Yeah, see? You don't remember that?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Oh, hey, yeah, what you doing, girl?
What's going on, girl?
You should have saw how I was when I was listening to the podcast. I thought it was being funny. I told Sean, I was like, I thought he was doing like a Brian Austin Green impression. It was
You're just Brian Austin Green. Yeah. I think it'd be really kind of heartwarming and gay if somebody sang happy birthday to V. So, Adam.
The heartwarming and gay one?
It's only Adam into it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to V. Oh my God. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Can
next.
We all just like leave now?
he said gay, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So we're like in the basement.
Yeah.
Of the firehouse, I guess, that the Charlotte Minicon is being housed at.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I bought a lot of comics this week. Did you buy a lot of comics this week?
Yeah.
I spent like $50 at the
I was under 50. Shop. Under 50. Check. Under 50, check.
Anybody got something in particular they're dying to talk about comic-wise? Something good?
I didn't read Final Crisis 6, but I heard.
I did.
Okay, was it? Talk about it, please. I'm just curious. Someone just told me Batman died.
It's not him.
Who knows who it was or what really happened to him?
Twitter spoiler.
Yeah. Nice.
He wanted to know.
I wanted to know.
I'm sure you could go ahead and tell us what really probably happened.
I mean, as far as I'm assuming happened is, I originally thought that Darkseid was Batman. Like, I thought they were using his body to bring him back to life.
That's what I thought was going on.
Apparently, that's not who that was. Batman was being tortured or whatever because they wanted to use his brain waves to create his soldiers. He busts out of that because he's Batman.
Which I don't think they showed in Final Crisis.
Apparently, was packing a gun and saved the bullet that killed Orion.
Yep. To make a bullet with.
And takes that bullet in gun that Batman was packing, walks in on Darkseid and says, hey, I don't like to use guns, but bang. And then Darkseid shoots the Omega Effect or whatever, so Batman shoots Darkseid and kills him, and the Omega Effect fries Batman.
Yeah,
the book closes with Superman having been off doing whatever instead of saving the world have his Gone with the Wind moment. Holding the dead body of Batman in a doorway,
and when Batman comes in the room, I mean, honestly, it's so out of character. I mean, he's like, "This is not usually me or whatever, but this is how it's going to go down." That's right, a gun and a bullet, and you, yeah, that's right, it was your idea, yeah. Wada tama, Damien, and pacow, and then he's and then. Like, the Omega Effect starts flying around the room or whatever. It looks like one of them goes through his head. And the other one, he gets the classic left shoulder wound, like, from every movie ever when somebody gets shot.
You would think, I mean, I know he doesn't like guns, but, I mean, he throws batarangs and stuff. You would think he'd be a better shot.
Well, but that's, yeah. Well,
I mean, he's like, from here, and he gets him in the shoulder.
Yeah, pretty much. And maybe it's supposed to be.
I haven't used this gun before.
Yeah, it's a god bullet.
It's not bashing. I love gay people. Wait, what?
So that gets done, but that's the last you see of it. You know, you see this light flying around, yeah. And then you don't see Batman anymore until Clark comes through and just wrecks shop on everybody and everything.
Apparently the universe ending wasn't really that big of a deal for Superman, no. But somehow he knows Batman got shot and he's there.
Yeah, from the 33rd dimension or some crap. He's all of a sudden, bam, there, wrecks shop. And then he comes out of the building with this charred bat whoever it may be.
Rochelle probably loves
Bat Mummy. Because
she thinks they're a couple anyway. Well, so him coming to try to save his boyfriend probably.
And he comes out, and the scene where they... Like, no. He's definitely...
Looked like the pose from that Crisis on Infinite Earth. Like,
no.
Told Supergirl, okay. Like the same pose, except Batman was fried.
Except for, let me go ahead and correct you and tell you that there was no emotion on Superman's face. He's just standing there like this, like, oh, you can't. Well, hey, you can't see me. I'm on fucking camera.
And as God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again.
Check out Chris's video for my impression of Superman holding Batman.
It'll probably just get edited into the recap video.
But anyway, it looks like a statue where he's just standing there all regal-like with a charred bat thing in his hand.
I mean, I know everybody loves the Grant Morrison, but I just don't think he's writing good books right now.
Well, the Final Crisis is a booty cake. I mean, I can't really
wouldn't
think
booty
of
cake be better.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to read Final Crisis. I take him a slice of booty cake.
I don't know, man. Y'all, I got a different definition.
You ever seen the movie? You ever seen the movie Hollywood Shuffle?
I'm not.
It's still a classic. Bring it back. Okay. Get a whole cake.
Robert Towns discussions. Oh my god. I saw that bastard on TV the other day and I'm like, really? He's alive?
No.
Yeah. Well, is he?
Yeah. One of the things we were speaking of Superman. I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there. The last issue of Smallville was the Jeff Johns Jeff Johns Legion show episode. It was probably the best episode of the last two seasons.
Okay, I thought I was the only one. I thought you were gonna rip it.
Okay, no. Just hold my breath. No. I think it was the best episode of the last two seasons. That being said, I haven't really enjoyed the last two seasons. I've been basically fast forwarding through. I basically let my DVR build up the entire season. And then I just watch them all in one day, like mostly on fast forward. So maybe that's why I don't enjoy them.
Fast forward till you see Green Arrow and stop.
So this is obviously like last season, right? I hope. I think it's a good show. They should have probably stopped like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah. Because now one of the guys from the Legion.
It's like Scrubs. Please let Scrubs die.
No, it's being resurrected.
It's good this year.
That's what Sean said too. But the last two seasons of that sucked too.
They had this really cool scene of like JD fantasizing about Elliot. This last episode, it's pretty strong.
Get right out. There's an episode with JD fantasizing about Elliot.
No, but this is
that's like
she's pretty hot.
Is it better than when Turk was fantasizing about Elliot in that one season?
She's been working. She's been working out a little bit. It's a hard one to top. You got to check it out.
Anyway,
the mayor from The Wire was pretty good too.
Oh yeah, that was
sad.
A little sad.
Okay, so
every time I see that guy, I remember seeing The Wire when they walk in on the secretary going down. I just still think saw the guy slung. You know, that's kind of.
Whoa, hey, weird. Okay, so we were talking about...
Speaking of Jeff Johns.
Yeah?
Did anybody get any of the Faces of Evil stuff?
I got the Action Comics one because it ties into New Krypton.
I did not get that one, but one I did get written by Jeff Johns was the Solomon Grundy.
Okay.
And apparently he's tying that into Blackest Night.
So
because the Phantom Stranger apparently knows that Blackest Night is coming and is with the original Green Lantern, old school Green Lantern, trying to stop Solomon Grundy's curse before it comes so that he can't be a Black Lantern.
Because if he comes...
Right, I didn't even think about that.
Guess everybody has to go pick that book up now.
And that's jumping... It's going to jump into a Solomon Grundy miniseries. And yeah. I thought it was pretty good. It was Jeff Kahn's and Scott Collins that did it. I thought it was a good book.
That guy's art's solid, man. I love the Flash.
And who doesn't like him some Solomon Grundy?
Yeah, Solomon Grundy. The action was... What? Oh yeah.
How was the Action Comics Faces of Evil?
The Action Comics was, I mean, because the Faces of Evil, they're really nothing but covers. It's just a cover.
Yeah,
Well, some of them are one shots.
Yeah,
the Grundy's a one shot leading in that miniseries. Prometheus is a one shot.
That's what I want to really
know about. The spoiler, the Prometheus thing, basically, what they're trying to say is, you remember from Grant Morrison JLA, where when they defeated him the second time, and then ever since then he's been a loser.
Right, right.
The way that they try to explain it now is that the reason for that is John's put him in one of those mental prisons like the like he did with the White Martians.
Okay, all right.
And the Prometheus that's been running around as Prometheus getting his butt kicked is not the real one. When Johns dies, Prometheus is released from his little mental state, reclaims his Prometheusness, and is now supposedly back to being a badass again. which I guess is a decent way to try to resurrect a character that other people completely ruined that Grant Morrison created as supposed to be a big timer.
I mean, you know, he got defeated with a nut shot the first time, so I mean that was it went a long way to like
for any of us who have ever had a nut shot.
I guess with a bullwhip. That was back in college.
Not since last Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. No, that's,
see,
that's actually how he got
drinking with you guys.
That's how he got beat the first time. Is Catwoman showed up and he wasn't ready for her. She whip cracked him in the Bozak.
And the nads.
Oh, you're saying he got bull.
Yeah.
You're saying you got bull.
Well, that too. He needed the money.
I wouldn't have kids come in if I got whip cracked in the balls.
Okay, we're just
experimenting. And
throwaway line.
Like the I think the only other one I got was
I wasn't done talking about New Krypton.
I don't care.
So the way New Krypton wraps up, basically it didn't really wrap up, but the Kandor takes off from Earth and it basically forms a spherical globe plandular thing. So, they basically, Kandor broke off, created a new Krypton, a whole planet, built out of it, and it's on the opposite side of the sun is Earth at all times.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. It's still a good series. That was, however, probably one of the weaker issues of the series, but it's, and Supergirl is over there with on new Krypton, and, it was kind of cool because what happened was, you know, the Kryptonians, they went to basically kill all of Superman's enemies so that they could get rid of him. Because they were first off blown away that he even had enemies that weren't already dead. Yeah. And they go, but they kill a bunch of like science police and stuff while they're at it. So Earth kind of flips out a little because now they're killing good guys, basically. And a lot of the power hitters from the DCU show up and they're like, we got to bring these people to justice. And Superman's like, I can just give me time. I'll get everything worked out. And they're like, nope, justice.
What's the science police? Is that the guys from the show that are trying to find Carmen Sandiego?
I don't even know what they are.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye is the leader of the science police.
Bill Nye is the leader of the science police.
Well, and basically we had...
Are they like from the same company that did the Mask Squad?
I don't know what that
anybody
is.
Anybody else?
No.
Mask Squad?
No. No, but basically it broke off and now there's like this tension thing going between them where they could attack at any time. So now Earth is going to build up its defenses to protect itself from New Krypton.
Gotcha.
Kind of cool.
The Nightwing one was featuring Ra's al Ghul and apparently was an issue long, I guess, supposed to prove to you that Batman was actually dead. This is basically Ra's al Ghul trying to get proof that he's dead, so he wants to have a face-to-face with
Ra's al
Ghul Richard.
Was, like, unconscious in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, who knows? He's out.
Oh, okay.
But
it didn't last very long.
The only thing I found interesting about this is it's the first book to say that he's dead. Okay. Instead of it being, like, ambiguous in all the Batman books, like, where is he or what happened to him, it's basically, all right, he's dead. So that's I thought it was interesting because that's the first book to do that.
Did any of you guys read Seven Soldiers when it came out?
I read the halfway through the first trade and went and put it back in the library.
I read the Zatanna and Mr. Miracle issues.
Okay, so you understand what I'm thinking in the Mr. Miracle book.
I don't want to wait.
Which, I mean, think about Grant Morrison stuff. Is like, it's way too existential right now. It's like when it should just be about superheroes. And the big thing in the Mr. Miracle thing is that he is basically caught in this death trap, and that's
And by death trap, I mean like that death itself is a trap. Yeah. And I think that's what they're probably going to lead into this whole Batman thing. Like, there's no way they're going to let...
Can't he escape Bruce from Wayne. Anything?
Apparently, Batman can do the same thing that everybody else in the world can. Because I've never seen him defeated.
Supposedly, I mean, you're going to be led to believe that he's dead.
Right.
And so they're going to have to figure out a way out of this. Because like you said, I can't imagine that with brand new cartoon show... Which I actually saw for the first time Friday night. It's not bad.
It's freaking awesome. Like, you missed it. It comes on Friday nights at 8. You on,
what? Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. It was kind of a bad one. Well, not bad, but like Commandy was at the beginning of this one, wasn't he?
I didn't catch the beginning. It was Deadman.
Deadman,
the Gentleman Ghost.
Yeah, that was a pretty good
one. They have that, and then the second biggest grossing box office movie of all time just got finished being released.
And then what are they going to
do? With Bruce Wayne.
We'll kill him next.
Like, yeah, so now we're going to kill him. I can't imagine that's going to stick.
No.
I mean, if it sticks, kudos to them for putting Grayson in the suit and leaving it that way, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, there's no way.
Devin, what'd you read last week?
Tedra.
Besides Final Crisis, I finally caught up on Walking Dead. We can't talk about that on the show, though.
We can use codes,
we'll
can't
spoil,
we?
We'll spoil Walking Dead for people.
I think we should spoil it.
I don't know if there's any...
Oh, you're reading. Oh, so
yeah, I'm not really sure there's any code that we can come up with to talk about what happened on that issue.
Seriously, if you had listened to the show we recorded at Richards, your second ever.
Okay.
Adam and I danced.
That'll happen.
Adam and I kind of talked about it while dancing around it.
Yeah. So that attempted out of me say, how did you feel about all that?
I don't even know what I feel about it. I mean, they got out of it. At least. Thank God, dude.
And I will say, you got to give Kurt...
At least he didn't let it happen. I mean, of all the effed up things that have happened in that book.
And that's the thing that I was going to say. Like, out of all the mess up stuff you've seen, that was the one that really, like, resonated. I mean, like, just for him to still be able to, like, hit you with just something just totally unexpected.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you're thinking about. Like, you have zombies walking around. People are hanging themselves.
Yeah. And Deliverance doesn't come into the picture.
Deliverance is always in the picture.
We're going to have some fun, boys. I know, man. Damn it.
Right in Atlanta.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Man, I mean.
Can't spoil it. I don't want
to. Awful.
I don't want to talk about it. Anyone read Invincible?
Nope.
Yes.
That was the best, like, last two pages. I love those.
Brandon gave me his entire run.
Can we talk about a little bit of it, or?
I don't care if it's their fault for not reading it.
All the versions.
Yeah, all the Mark, that's an awesome
like the
picture.
One with the mustache. I looked at the guy. He had the weirdest look on his face. Just like really shocked.
Right after you read that, did you Twitter that he needs to grow a mustache?
Yeah, he totally did. He totally does. My Grayson needs a mustache to be legit.
I guess that's who's behind it. And yeah. He's back for another round somehow or another.
But this is the, because what I read, I think someone posted on a forum, like kind of like a preview of what 60 is going to be about. So apparently they're going to get all the superheroes together to fight all those Graysons.
Yeah, because even Mark can't fight all of those copies of himself.
The thing I'm trying to wrap my head around is like, how's Angstrom Levy going to get them on his side? Because they can't all be evil. I mean, some of them are obviously, you know, probably hardcore Viltrumites, but.
You leaving? Have fun, man. I guess it depends on like how we are. They clones? Are they robots? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
I want to know is didn't Mark pound him into paste?
Well, I mean, just like the last time, I mean, he went to an alternate dimension to get medical care, maybe. Because I don't think I remember. I looked back at that episode after the issue after that happened. It definitely was pieces of brain flying on the screen, like little pieces of macaroni brain.
I think my favorite part of that issue though was. When his brother is sitting on the couch doing his homework with the tutor, and he starts explaining that, we're being like spied on and whatnot.
Yeah,
the tutor's like, "Should I be worried about it?" No, you're okay.
He was like, "You're probably okay. You're probably okay."
And, you know, like if you had like inner monologue with her, she'd be like, "Is that because you're going to protect me, or I'm not important?"
That book is just consistently, and maybe I've just built it up in my own head, but book consistently month to month does not disappoint.
No, I think it's. I'd stand by saying that I think it's the best superhero book that's on the shelves every month.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe I waited so long on that one.
And I wish it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish you could say something like Spider-Man or.
I'm getting my John Mayer on right now. How about that?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. This goes out to Sean at Heroes.
Do our Backstreet Boys impersonation.
Well, I just ruined Invincible, so probably better than not having it in there anyway. So.
Nice. So you want to pass the headphones over to someone that cares.
He doesn't listen to the show when he edits it.
Oh, it's pretty obvious. I will say this. I will say this. The sweet Christmas one, he could have buried me if he... He could, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, maybe shouldn't have put that on. Yeah, where's your laptop, by the way, so I can break that fucker.
Yeah, there were a couple of times where we could have both just been.
So, Ted.
Yes.
You tend to clash a lot on our forum.
I do not.
Hold on. With Ablist, Brennan of Richards. However, he seems to love everything you say into the mic.
Talk a little sweet something.
He basically, I know, like, you and him clashed pretty hard on the hammer thing. And then the last couple times that we've recorded, he's agreed everything that
was
you said.
Was that hammer thing? Ted said that he can touch it, and Brendan said, no, you can't touch this.
And these are not the hammer.
Dude, that's what I was going to say.
The hammer is my penis.
But you know, you got a new friend now. How's that working out for you?
I like it. And I'm new in the whole thing with that. I'm new to the whole form posting thing. So yeah, like I took everything like really personally. He was saying. I was like, well, hey, once you shut up, you're an idiot. How about that? You know, I was like really getting defensive. So I was really upset.
Your mom doesn't even like you. I'm
kind of softening my stance because everyone I've talked to about the hammer thing is not on my side. So I'm gonna take that maybe I'm just, I don't know, but still, it's no gravity. What is it going to just be stationary?
But I do like the idea. Somebody had the idea that it'd be cool if he grabbed the hammer and then used it as a like stable source to fling himself.
Like
into Thor.
But then again, what's keeping the hammer from moving? It's a comic book, I know. But
it's magic. Like, I hate to use the exotic defense. Like,
it is a magic hammer. It's a godly magic hammer.
It's not the Quesada defense, though.
It's not.
Yeah, well, because Quesada was saying that in response to, I don't have to answer your question because I can say it's magic. Magic is the reason why the answer to the question is right.
Right.
I mean, like, it has an explanation. Like I said, when you guys were asking me if he was being a dick or not, he is a dick. Brendan is. but I mean, I said that I agreed with him on the hammer thing because the way that said is that it doesn't have anything to do with the surroundings. It's just whether or not the hammer deems you worthy of possessing it.
Right. Yeah. And if there's an object that can deem you worthy, It's a magic object. Science doesn't work.
Yeah, don't work on magic. I don't know. Well, see, he didn't.
Hence Superman.
Whatever. I'm not gonna talk about this. Let's move on. You guys haven't been in space. No one's done any tests to prove this.
How do you know I haven't been in space with a magic hammer?
You know, okay, I'm like 95% sure.
Big Brian can get that.
Oh, got it. He was trying to. I remember he was trying to, but then didn't land. And again, we continue the gay theme here on this show.
Getting gay in Charlotte. I think that's going to be the name of the show.
Getting gay with Kids Are Here. Hope I'm not the only South Park fan. Oh, yeah. I gotcha. What else came out? I remember, only thing that pops in my head was Green Lantern Corps.
Remember
that was another one of those.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
Because that is like the freakiest creature. I don't like that.
Crib,
like, you remember the scene, like, couple, like, they had the babies, like, sucking on its teeth in there? Yeah. It was really freaky.
You're talking about Crib? The chip.
Yeah, they enacted the No Love.
Yeah, okay.
And like a bajillion people quit.
Did you find it a little weird that there were that many couples? I thought they overkilled the whole couple.
Yeah, they probably did.
I was like, okay, really? There's that many rings. I think it would have been more poignant if you would have had like six or seven like sets of rings just flow through really slow. Well, I guess you can't do slowly. In a
plus, I mean, if you were a Green Lantern, you know, wouldn't you be trying to use that Green Lantern to score as much as you could? I mean, it's like, I'm a Green Lantern.
You know what, though?
You know what my ring can do?
I'd be like, I'd have like the little green hand that goes, whoop, come here, girl.
But I mean, girl, I think it kind of makes sense, though, because aside from
whatever,
Guy Gardner,
that's how I talk, all right?
Who really is using the ring to, you know, pick up chicks? Like,
Guy Gardner is like the one guy, and then even he's trying to hook up with the chick that's in the core. So I mean, it's like you can't really
the ice. No, he's trying to hook up with that ice chick. She's not in the core.
He's not. Well, I take that back. At first, he was trying to hook up with Soren Ignatu, the doctor chick, and then Ice made her triumphant return. So,
so what's the deal with what's the deal with like that whole future thing about you know, Kyle and what Natu? What's that other girl?
I think it's just the Star Sapphire
trying to make them, trying to set them up.
Yeah.
Like bullshit, man. I don't get how they're gonna. What's gonna be the conflict? Like, if you're a Green Lantern, why would you
hate love?
Yeah, why? Yeah, I don't see some of the powers are just.
What's love got to do with it, Ted?
See, I can understand.
What's love but a secondhand emotion?
I'm saying, why do the Green Arrows? Why do the Green Lanterns want to kill love?
Got to do with it.
So what we've seen so far? We've seen the Red Lanterns.
Who needs a heart?
Sinestra when a heart
can't be broken. I almost forgot the lyrics.
I'll try to keep going. I'm trying to game face.
I think for most part, though, they're like the Star Sapphires. They are obsessive love. You know what I mean? Like stalker
love-ish
love.
Hey, stalking just means I care. That's my way of showing I care. If I leave dead roses at your front doorstep, that's my way of saying I love you.
I sneak in your window and breathe over your face while you're asleep.
So I'm guessing the roses were alive until you worked up the nerve to finally give them to her, and then they were dead. Or
yeah, that's
did you actually find like dead roses?
Yeah, that sounds
bad. Character shows up.
Did you come down to go to the bathroom? Or were you looking for us?
You come down.
I heard somebody recording and just shut down here. So.
Did you? Who told Devin to tell you that? Yeah. He said goodbye.
He still hasn't left.
Yeah. Well, he's not gonna be ready for his date then, because it takes him 4.5 hours to get ready.
He needs a good 4-hour window to get
up. He has
to
tease the hair and everything. Or
he said he's like supposed to leave here at 12 because he was like, I need to be there. I got to be at the party at 5:30, and I got to take a shower, and I got to shave and get my suit ready.
Hold on, is that a? He's taking a date to the party.
Yeah, they're having a Christmas party tonight. Yes, that's correct. Tonight, January 17th.
Are you sure it's not a Kwanzaa party? This is about the time it kicks off, right?
No, I think Kwanzaa is ending right about now.
you see, Ryan said he's putting together a Kwanzaa mixtape.
I saw that. So hilarious. I'm telling you, that's the only thing holding it back. No music. If there are some catchy ass like
Kwanzaa songs,
it would be the biggest holiday, because multiple days, multiple gifts.
Yeah, man.
It should be just one hit wonders Kwanzaa songs. Like, I mean, you go back, like, Lean On Me.
Lean On Me's got a Kwanzaa feel to it.
Somebody talked Tyler Perry into making a Kwanzaa movie, and you got it.
He's probably made it. and I'm going to go on a limb and say it wasn't very good.
All right, here's
Well, what else? No, what else? Good. I'm back on topic.
Yeah.
Because Dollar Bend North has to bring it back. Oh,
you're talking about Mickey Rourke being a...
Oh, God. Talking to Sean. But what else came out this week?
Oh God, I didn't even pick up books this week.
Useless.
Son of a.
I had to buy flooring.
The only thing that's popping in my head, I know.
Anybody besides me have the interest in the new G.I. Joe series Chuck Dixon is writing?
Well, I heard the first issue like $1.99 or something Did you guys say that?
They did like a preview thing. The first real issue came out this week and it was regular price. It wasn't bad.
Might try that. Yeah.
I'd rather just have a Snake Eyes book where he was walking around killing people.
So I was
going
to ask, with the G.I. Joe comic, I mean, like, I've never picked up.
It's a reboot now. Like, okay. He's not doing past continuity. It's like, what if G.I. Joe started now, I guess.
But, like, is it like I know it's not an adult-themed book, but, like, do people get hit by the actual shots now?
Yeah, it's not like the cartoon people die and stuff.
Okay.
The Devil's Due G.I. Joe book that was out before was actually pretty good. It didn't get a whole lot of press, but you might know Stefano Caselli, the artist from Avengers Initiative. He was working on that book before he kind of, you know, got scooped up by Marvel, and it was good stuff. Like Lady J got killed, and like one of the big stories was like Lady J got killed in Shipwreck. It's just
I was that little video. No.
But yeah,
she got hit in the chest with like
Serpentor.
Scarlet never going anywhere.
No, because Snake Eyes show up like
Snake Eyes will murder the entire planet.
That's one thing I haven't done in life. I haven't dated a redhead. I have to date a redhead.
Yeah, I haven't. You know,
the We've talked about this before. Redheads are our favorite topic of the Dollar Bin. If you go through the archives, the thing about redheads is it's either just incredible or like really bad. So if you hunt one, obviously you're hunting one. It's like, man, I don't see girls that look like that all the time because they don't.
Exactly.
And then the rest of the redheads are all like, hey, how you doing? You know. So I spot Mary Jane. Most popular do nothing female character in comics of all time.
Do nothing female. Touchdown.
She's a model.
She learned self defense from Captain America. Okay? She can handle herself.
Yes, she can. But the devils do like G.I. Joe's. I read some of that stuff. I think the problem they get into with that comic series is there's so many characters from the toys and the cartoons that they try to, well, there's 900 characters. Let's include all of them in the comic. And then I'm like, blah, 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 where Snake Eyes fighting some ninjas.
It should really, as much as I talk about this cartoon all the time, everybody should be taking cues from like Justice League Unlimited. And from...
Love that show.
You know what I mean? Because, look, there's 7,000 members in the Justice League in that show. But you only need two core members and a specialist to really make a good episode, or in G.I. Joe's case, a good issue. You know, you only need, you know, Duke Stalker and, you know, Lowlight. You know what I mean? Lowlight comes in and does whatever he does well.
I knew Duke. I don't know any of those. I know Duke, Snake Eyes, Scarlet.
You don't know Stalker?
Stalker is the first black character introduced in G.I. Joe.
The one that wore all white?
And the beret. No, he had the beret.
Yeah. I don't remember him.
Had a beret and a Carl Weathers.
Was it camouflage or anything?
And a Carl Weathers mustache.
Was it cool, like, you know, the kid, like, Tiger Stripes was awesome.
Yeah.
I think Flint had the Tiger Stripes.
Yep.
Stalker did that. He just had, like, the big blotchy.
Stalker looked like an army.
He spots out the woods.
He looked like you could have just gone up to any Army Ranger and said, we want you for this book.
Oh, by the way, and this is off topic. Well, it's kind of related. You guys watch Robot Chicken?
Yes.
They just had a sketch, like a couple shows. It might have been last show or a show before that, a G.I. Joe sketch. It might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen of them. You have to YouTube it.
Okay.
It is unbelievable.
Or they also put their sketches up on CartoonNetwork.com, too. They have a pretty big selection.
Really? Yeah, it might be up there. It's probably called, like, Fumbles. There's this character they have. They call him Fumbles. It is the most hilarious thing.
I think what you said with JLU is a good basis.
Back to top.
But I just think they should specialize the books. Like, I mean, seriously, if they had a regular G.I. Joe book and then they had a G.I. Joe book that was like Snake Eyes, the Snake Eyes book would sell more.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so why not have like a Scarlet Snake Eyes team up book, or
team up book.
That's a different team up
book. I'd be all about that book.
Can we get Frank Cho to draw that? Like the Storm Shadow, they've done many series of stuff like him. I think that book, like IDW, doesn't have a whole lot of stuff. So if you're going to pay for that license, use that license.
Yeah, make the best of it.
A Baroness book.
Oh, I liked her. She was spicy.
All right, now we're really being loser nerds.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's buried in my backyard.
I see.
I can't think of much else. Nothing else made an impact. I guess that's not a...
Yeah, that's bad. I bought all those books and nothing else. Deadpool was good.
I was about to say, did you get that?
Oh, I got
to
jump on that.
Did you get that one?
No, I'm not a Punisher guy.
I'm not a fan.
Because he fights the Sentry in the first
book. Okay. All right, and this is my primary beef with the Punisher. Like, I haven't read the Max stuff, so it might be something different. But everything I've read of Punisher so far, I mean, he'll have a high-profile target, but you're not going to kill off a high-profile character, so he's going to fail.
Right.
So the whole thing is you're just reading and watch henchmen get killed in some spectacular way that Punisher fails. And that's why I'm like, this one, especially now they're like kind of like Remender was kind of stating that he's going after the big fish in the Marvel Universe. So it seems like we're running just a running trail of him failing.
That's kind of what I said at Richards. I don't think it made any of our segments, but kind of my point was like he started with Osborn in the Sentry, and the next issue is supposed to be Doctor Doom, and there's supposed to be somebody big after that. If you continue to set him up for people that they're not going to let him kill, like you said, it's he loses his cred.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I think you gotta kind of look at it in the perspective that Garth Ennis writes the Punisher realistic book, whereas Remender is writing the Punisher superhero book, which means he's probably going to be a lot more like Batman in that regard, where he's going to be a little more reliant on outlandish weaponry and things like that, you know, instead of...
But Batman actually catches the people he goes after.
And that's true. I mean, that's true, but it's still kind of a weird, you know, juxtaposition.
But I'm not a Punisher guy anyway, so I mean, I may be looking at it from that point of view.
I think, because like, the Batman's a perfect example. Remender brought that up, like, he's like kind of Batman that kills people, but he's not going to be killing people. So it's like, at least with a Batman book, you like, if he captures the Joker, you get a sense of accomplishment. Okay, yeah, he did what he wanted to do. Like, Punisher, what is he?
Yeah.
He grazed Dr. Doom. Or, you know.
Dr. Doom zapped him off the planet.
He blew up his castle. So, I mean, it's going to be stuff like that. I mean, right. So maybe if they, I guess you can't change a Punisher. Maybe if that was his thing, maybe they went back to Rubber Bullet Punisher.
Well,
I mean,
part of it,
that would be.
I think I part know. Of it is really to just kind of make him a player. You know what I mean? Like, not even a major player, but make him relevant in the actual Marvel universe. Because everything he's been in has been Marvel Knights. So that's, like, it might as well be out of continuity. It really might as well be. So
yeah.
I think that's what they're kind of calling on Remender to do, is kind of make him relevant in the Marvel universe. And if even if he is failing and going against big, you know, targets that nobody in their right minds would think he could accomplish, it's kind of like... solidifying him as like the ballsiest dude in the Marvel universe, you know what I mean?
I will say though, if they sneak in one of the issues and actually has him knock off one of these characters, it might be the greatest thing ever. Because with a bullet. You know,
I think
no
what
dies in, like,
I think what they should do is he should sprinkle some smaller people in there that they'll let him kill. Because
well,
I'm sure there's somebody
will.
Marvel will let him kill. Sprinkle,
I mean, like,
some of those
in
there.
In Civil War, like, yeah. Pumpkinhead or whatever, and then he killed like Stiltman or something at some point.
Yeah, it was something
he killed. And he killed that bar full of. That was actually a great comic.
That was a good
scene. like the I forget what book was that in.
Oh, like, God, that was
insane. Was that a Spider-Man? I can't remember what book. It wasn't a Punisher book though.
Was it a Civil War? Like,
it was like
tie-in?
A Civil War time, I guess. I got to go check. Yeah. But yeah, like he walks into the wake for was it wake for,
for
Stiltman?
Stiltman.
I mean,
yeah.
Wake for Stiltman. You read that? No, so it was wake for Stiltman because Punisher kills Stiltman. So you just see all these kind of, you know,
B-listers.
Like B-list bad guys just all talking. They're talking shop. It's a hilarious issue, just the stuff they're talking about. Just random, just everyday.
But
this is the thing. So, and then Spider-Man comes in, and there's one notable guy. The one guy I recognize, Spider-Man comes in and says, hey, what are you doing? I guess he was a reformed bad guy.
Yeah, it was somebody.
So
was
Spider-Man
like...
comes in, and he talks a guy out. He makes him leave. So the guy leaves. And then you don't know what's going on. You're just reading. Okay, he's reading it going, and then you see like there's this bartender just kind of in the background of all the like different scenes, just kind of looking there, nodding his head and everything. And all of a sudden, someone's like, "Where's the bartender?" And you look. And the next scene, they show like, you know, Frank Castle pulling off his wig, walking away from the bar, and then the bar just explodes.
Blows up.
It was actually a really good book.
Yeah, and I think that's like I said.
I gotta find that now.
It's part of what they're
gonna do. I'll put it on the form or
something. You could go upstairs and find it.
I probably could.
There's a lot of dealers upstairs.
That Obama book, man. I'm looking to win that. I got the Amazing Spider-Man.
You probably won't hear the announcement down here.
They'll find me. I'm a pretty big deal around here. I'm a pretty big deal around these parts.
Are you like Miley? Are you Miley Cyrus?
Not that big of a deal. I'm not.
Brandon is on his way, guys.
Big dog.
I can't. I bought a lot of stuff, but none of it's like really sticking out.
That's the thing. Like I'm drawing a.
Has anybody talked about Incognito yet?
Oh, I love that book.
Man, that was weeks ago.
But it was a while ago, but I loved it.
Not this week, but last week.
That was 2 weeks ago. No, it wasn't last week. It was a week before that.
You sure?
We talked about it at Richards on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was before then.
It was a couple weeks ago, because actually this past week, I think, when I picked up a bunch of Walking Dead, and finished up the Glass Criminal kind of series that was out.
Brubaker doesn't need more free publicity.
No, you're right. Especially on Twitter.
Yeah. So, I love that these, you guys discussion about that, because it hadn't even popped in my head. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, everyone really is just all on.
And all those guys had books coming out, and they're like, don't spend your money on my
Warren
book.
Ellis
buy
had,
this.
Like, 3 books coming out that weekend.
Well, why
doesn't Warren Ellis ever reply back to my tweets? I sent him
probably because he's got like a million people following. He's king
still,
of the internet.
It's not like
still.
Like,
I will say, I don't think I've gotten any responses. Like, these artists, man, I buy their books. Well, not artists, I say writers, actually, the ones I'm actually replying to. But I buy their books, I think that entitles me
to
like, a freaking sentence.
That's why you go to conventions. You see, you can harass them face-to-face there.
I had a
That's weird.
Back and forth with Raminder the other day.
I saw that.
We were talking music. I mean, like, you got to engage him on something that's not like
comic booky. I'm either banking or comic books. That's all I got.
I understand you're king of the internet. Start with that.
King of all media? Oh, that's Howard Stern. Oh, man.
I think I'm going to press stop now.
Awesome.
No.
I like my internet fame.
I got two mics. Two mics in my hand, yo. Yeah, yeah.
Where's this thing?
That's what she said.
Oh, the other end of that wasn't caught up. It's just a random. That's what he said.